My name is, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM, which is true.
On Sunday evening at 6 o'clock right here on WGXC. You can tune in to listen to the program La Will and Humane.
The Inhuman City.
On this program you will hear music, found sounds, intentional noise, words,
field recordings.
All together, all at once. Tune in to La Will and Humane. Live radio from Hudson, New York. On WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory in Brooklyn, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM,
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
I am DJ Shaw Money.
And today, we have a lovely show all about finding out who you really are deep down. We're going to be taking some personality quizzes, and you at home can participate with the links we're going to be giving you. But we will be right back after a little bit of a song. This is Home by Jake.
So don't bother calling my phone, cause I'm not picking up tonight. Not tonight. Baby, you're my remedy when you're lying next to me. Baby, you're a melody I wish I wrote. I need you like I need home to kick my feet up and rest my soul. I'm here knocking at your door. Just give me the key and let my heart go dum dee dum. And if my home's where my heart is, leaving you makes me homesick. I need you like I need home to kick on my feet and let my heart go dum dee dum.
Dum dee dum, dum dee dum, hey.
And let my heart go dum dee dum.
Dum dee dum, dum dee dum, hey.
And let my heart go dum dee dum. If my home's where my heart is, leaving you makes me homesick. I need you like I need home to kick on my feet and let my heart go dum dee dum. I'm not going out tonight, so don't bother calling my phone, cause I'm not picking up tonight. Leave me a message at the tone, it's a no, no. I'm with you, yeah, I'm home, but I'm not alone.
Add more joy.
I need you like I need home to kick my feet up and rest my soul. I'm here knocking at your door. Just give me the key and let my heart go dum dee dum.
Dum dee dum, dum dee dum, hey.
And let my heart go dum dee dum.
Dum dee dum, dum dee dum, hey.
And let my heart go dum dee dum. My heart go dum-dee-dum.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live from 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre Catskill, and
Hudson.
Today I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Sean Money.
You know, today we got a little bit of a lo-fi vibe as we're coming in to learn a little bit more of ourselves. Today we're going to be taking a few personality quizzes. Which one would you like to take first? And we're going to be giving you the link so you can play along.
Okay. This one is on Venmo?
Beano.
And so this one...
Just look up, what superhero are you? Beano, and you can play along. And just a little bit of an introduction of what Clubhouse is. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, we are a drop-in center, which pretty much is a community center, but better because we are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So on top of having everything a community center has, we also have trained mental health professionals to talk to you if you're having a bad day, or even if you're doing good, because it's always nice to share your victories with community, and that's what we're all about, community. We're open every Monday, 1 to 8, from, not every Monday, every Monday to Friday, 1 to 8, and, yeah, that's pretty much it.
We have superhero lo-fi.
We got superhero lo-fi. We got superhero games on the play. That's my phone, by the way, but we're chilling. On the PlayStation. Yeah, we got a PlayStation 5 you can play. We got food, you know, because who doesn't love some Hot Pockets?
Right.
Oh, yo, this goes hard.
Right. So, what superhero quiz? No, what superhero are you? Let's find out. Okay.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
What would you like to do this weekend? Just hang out? this is already funny.
Can you see this?
No, but I got it on my phone, okay. And it's loading because Wi-Fi in the radio lab's a little bit iffy because we gotta get that soundproof room. We need to block out all the sound waves, which also sometimes coincidentally blocks out the internet waves. But we chillin'.
ASMR?
Hey, we were doing that earlier with the lo-fi. So, what would you like to do this weekend? Just hang out, bro. I'm chilling. And the options are just hang out, foil a villainous plot. That did not work at all. I thought it was gonna... Okay. Watch TV on a gigantic screen or play baseball. I mean, I'm just gonna hang out. You know, I'm chilling. I love my weekends. Good time to...
Ooh, I'm gonna say...
De-stress.
Yeah, I'm gonna say just hang out. Yeah, right?
Pick a snack. Dumplings, toffee, apple... I don't know what that
toffee apple
is. Onion bahi or a muffin? I'm picking muffin. I love me some muffins. Muffin button.
I like apple. What is toffee apple?
Oh my god, I just realized this is sunflower.
Is it? Oh, snap. I didn't realize
you're
that.
You're my sunflower.
Yeah.
Yo, what? I need to learn how to play this.
What is it? Toffee apple?
Yeah.
T-O-F-F-E-E.
Yep. See, I don't know about you, but I love me a muffin button. And I'm not gonna lose.
Oh, that's a weird way to say that.
Candy apple?
Yeah, but...
You know, I love me a muffin. I don't even know what an onion box
is. Yeah, so it's candy apples.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe it's
I think it's like a British way of saying it.
Yeah.
Shout out to any British people listening. Make sure you stay hydrated on these hot summer days and bring a bottle of water.
Yeah. I'm going to say muffin with you.
Yeah, muffin. So far, we picked the same answers. We always get the same thing, and this is why.
Yeah, right?
And the next question is, are you wearing a disguise? No, I don't wear disguises. These are my normal clothes. That is actually an answer, too. That's great. And the other answers are, yes, it covers my whole body. Yes, a bit of my face is uncovered, though. No, but I do wear a cool outfit, or nope, these are my normal clothes. I mean, these are just my normal clothes, bro.
No, these are just normal clothes.
Which one of these villains do you like the least? The Green Goblin. I don't know who Cheetah is, bro. I feel like that's just hating on the cheetahs in the world.
Nah. She's a Wonder Woman's villain.
Oh, that makes sense. The Joker or Livewire?
Who's Livewire again?
I don't know. I actually really like the Joker. He's a really cool villain. The Green Goblin, I love goblins. I am a goblin, so I can't pick him. So, the Cheetah. See, I respect all women, so I can't pick Cheetah. I guess I'll pick Livewire. I don't know who he is, so I guess I don't like him enough to know who he is. Boom.
Oh, yes, I do. I know who this is. This is like a Static... No, is this a Batman villain? A Static Shock villain?
Yeah, he looks weird.
Nah, it's a woman.
They look weird.
It's a Batman villain.
I still picked them.
I don't like her, so...
Yeah. We still have the same answers. That's crazy.
All right.
Also, those who are just listening, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. We're doing a personality quiz on Beano, B-E-A-N-O. Which superhero are you, if you want to play with us? And yeah, what do you think of the Hulk?
He's not really...
Seems like a nice lad to me. The answers are, he's not all that, really. Seems like a nice lad. I respect him, but I don't want anything to do with him. Or who? You really said who?
Or who?
I mean, he seems like a nice lad. Bruce Banner, I mean, he gave that guy a taco in Endgame, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh my god. Nice. The next question is, what are the best types of shoes for a superhero to wear?
What did you pick? He seems like a nice lad. Yeah, that's what I picked.
What are the best types of shoes for a superhero to wear?
Socks, but with soles for grips on slippery buildings.
Ooh.
Gold shoes with star on the toe.
Black comfy boots or running shoes? Probably running shoes.
I'm going to say the first one.
Ah, you got the climbing ability. I see, I see. And what is the best snack for a superhero? Let's see. A salad and some yogurt. A
slice of pizza.
Anything but a moldy sandwich. A sausage roll and some grapes. Or a slice of pizza. I'm saying a sausage roll and some grapes.
Really?
You need that protein and you need them fibers.
Okay, Nature Boy. What's that?
Yeah, see, Nature Boy? If you were a superhero, would you wear a cape?
No.
Yeah, I think I would. Sure, they look good in the wind.
Nah, wait. Since we're talking about capes, I gotta bring up this that quote from Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. The Tom Holland quote.
Nah.
What? What do you got against capes? Why are you capist, Tom?
Spider-Man said it best.
On the cape.
I think.
And it's a no on the cape.
I think it's cool.
Take that off. It's disrespectful. Spider-Man doesn't wear a cape.
Think I could pull it off?
Maybe I'll grow into it.
The ending is great.
No capes. Alright, next.
So, totally random question. What are your free activities, or what are your favorite activities to do in your free time? There's a lot here. So,
tap on as many answers as you want.
Up to
then,
five.
Then hit submit. Okay.
So, do you watch TV and movies? I actually, surprisingly, I don't really do that much.
Yeah, swim?
No, not really. Spend not time really. With family? Yeah. Play video games? Yeah. Play a musical instrument? Yeah. Make videos? Not really. Play with toys? Not anymore. I used to as a kid.
Do you see the... Wait, are we looking at the same questions?
Oh. Did you do the superhero cape one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, what are your favorite activities to do?
Okay.
And then it's like a bunch of different answers. You gotta pick five of them.
I don't think of snacks that...
Arts and crafts? Not really. Spend time with my friends, 100%. And ride a bike. I like riding bikes. There we go. And that's the last question. No, it's not. I lied. It's asking about, like, your age and stuff.
I'm none of the above. Oh, so you click and it keeps going. Okay. Are you a boy or a girl? I'm a boy.
Yep, it's all that. Oh, wow, it's just a weird break. I guess there is more.
I'm older. Oh, my God, what? What is... this looks confusing.
Yeah, just that's fine. Just scroll back down and then there's more questions. See, that's why I was confused, too. But anyways, let's get the lo-fi music back.
Okay, I got you.
And if you were a superhero, what fictional school would you like to attend? Midtown High School, Stanhope College, a posh private school.
I went to the School of Life, okay? I used to be a warrior.
I'm going to Midtown.
I gotta pick the last one. That's just so edgy.
Which one?
Funny. The last one, the edgy one. I went to the School of Life, okay? I used to be a warrior. It's just so cringy, I can't not pick it.
Okay, Okay. Next
one. Do you like gadgets?
I love them. Yeah. They're pretty handy sometimes. Meh, never really needed them.
I love them.
What's the last one?
A lasso is quite useful. That's Wonder Woman.
I'm going to say, yeah, they're pretty handy sometimes.
What thing would you most be found doing whilst fighting crime? Wisecracking? I don't really relax. Brooding? Or just flying about and looking in my neighbor's garden?
Wisecracking? I'm making jokes. Right, I'm making jokes. I'm bullying you with my jokes.
Where would you prefer to live? Gotham? New York? Paradise Island? Or National City? I'm sticking with New York. I don't want to die.
Gotham City.
I don't want to get blown up by the Joker, okay? How would you describe yourself? You're going to pick loyal. Noble, daring, loyal, or super? Loyal. I think I'd pick daring. How would your friends describe you? Are we going to pick for each other?
I'm going to say loyal. How would your friends describe you? Okay.
What does hench mean?
I don't... Like a sidekick, I guess.
I'll pick caring.
I'll say... Wait, for me or you?
You're picking for me.
Yeah. Okay, so for you, I'm going to say... I'm gonna say kind.
Alright. So I pick kind, you pick caring.
Okay.
How do you relax? Playing video games?
Playing video games.
But that's also taking photographs.
Ooh,
watching
video
Netflix or reading comics, maybe.
Ooh, reading comics.
I'm gonna pick video games. Where do you go on a holiday? Europe, Japan, a cottage in Devon? What? Okay. Anywhere with a pool and a shop for snacks. Yeah,
Japan.
Yeah, anywhere in a pool.
Actually,
you know I'm gonna go chill in the pool.
I'm gonna say Japan.
Last question. Is this a good place for the quiz to end? No! I like frowning and working out puzzles.
Did you actually pick no?
Yeah. Ooh, I know who I got. We're probably going to get the same person. Yeah, we picked mainly the same answer.
Spider-Man.
So, anybody listening at home, if you want to find out what superhero are, you can look up BEANO, Bino, what superhero am I? And then you can take the quiz we just did. And also, those who you are that are listening to me mess up my words because I'm a genius, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Akron, and Hudson.
Akron, Catskill, and Hudson?
I don't know why I keep on doing this so much. But, yeah, you know, we chill, we keep the vibe. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we are a drop-in center, which is pretty much a community center, but better because we have everything that a community center has, and we have trained mental health professionals that you can talk to if you're going through a rough period in life. Or if you know you're having a great time in life too, we're here to share the victories with because community makes everything better. You multiply the positive times and divide the negative. With that being said, we are going to play you into a song.
Let's see.
And this song will be...
This one.
Connor Price. Blah.
Turn that up, Ricky.
I said forever on the very first day. I fell for you and landed right on my face. Boom, splat. Stab me in the back, I'm bruised, bash. Threw me to the curb like loose trash. Left me in the past like who's that?
Who's that?
Yeah, wish you would've told me that you felt this way. You've been stringing me along with every word you say. You hanging me out to dry, happened a thousand times. I guess I should've seen it coming any day now, look. I thought we had it, loving the magic. You had the gasoline in the matches. Lit me on fire, spark up the passion. But I guess it really just wasn't what I imagined. Whoa, guess I gotta live with that, huh? Chest got a hole that could fit a Mack truck. Splat on the ground, I ain't getting back up. But I should've known better, cause I said forever on the very first day. I fell for you and landed right on my face. Boom, splat, right out of the blue like news flash. Thought I had control, but you crashed. Left me in the past like, who is that?
No, seriously, who is that?
Splat, hit the ground, but I'll bounce right back. Trust me, I ain't going down like that. Custom shirts, I had to dust the dirt off. Adjusting myself, put the crown right back. Ding! Okay, I'm shining now. Had to get lost with you to find myself. And I find it kind of funny how the moment that I'm over this is, can I come over quick? No. You had your chance, but you blew it. You had me in the palm of your hand and threw it away. Now you say that you think we can do this again. Second chance, okay, do I look stupid? I don't need you here in my life. Please do not text me, I made up my mind. I do not want you here wasting my time. And next time around, I'll be taking my time. Cause I
I said forever on the very first day. I fell for you and landed right on my first flat.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC Acre Catskill in Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Shamani.
And you know, I had to play off that song a little bit. I totally confused the mind out of my sound engineer.
I'm a loss.
You know, I had to say, hey. So, hey,
what?
Everybody. Now, this is we're comedic geniuses.
All right.
And if you don't think so, then send us a strongly worded email at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. R as in O-U-R, not A-R-E, because it's just as much your show as it is ours. And if you would like to come on and be a part of that show, we are located 455 Main Street. We're open from 1 to 8 p.m. on Mondays to Fridays. Monday to Fridays, rather, you know, not just on Friday, throughout the week. And, yeah, we're pretty much a community center, but we're a drop-in center, which means we have everything a community center will have, but also trained mental health professionals if you need somebody to talk to, if you're going through some rough times, or even if you're going through some good times in life, because it's always great to share victories with community, and that's what we're all about, community. So, with that being said, is this like a...
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. So... What is your superpower quiz?
That was crazy. I said, hey, and then you said, what?
Choose your superhero. The Flash. Scarlet Witch. Wonder Woman.
What, Green Lantern,
Green Lantern.
Like
Flash.
Hal Jordan?
or any Green Lantern in general. There are multiple.
I know, that's what the problem, like, with Green Lantern.
It could be John Stewart.
What? Who's the one that, like, stopped the Hal Jordan because he became evil? Was that your...
Hal Stewart.
Yeah. John Stewart. He's my favorite, but I think when it says Green Lantern, like, the first thing that pops into your head is Hal Jordan, yeah. So I'm gonna have to quit the Flash as well.
Okay.
And those of you who want to take this quiz at home, this is Beano, B-E-A-N-O, shout out to them. What is your superpower?
Okay. Choose a cool gadget. Laser pen. Thermal goggles. Flying car. Zero gravity boots.
These are all really... I like this quiz so far a lot, actually. I like this one better than the last one.
Flying cars are too...
I gotta say zero gravity boots.
Right?
Because then you just don't take fall damage.
Yeah.
It's like feather falling infinity.
Alright.
Yes, we love Minecraft, and we just brought up Minecraft on the radio. If you don't like it, you can come to Clubhouse 455 Main Street and fight us. And by fight us, I mean have some pizza with us and chill.
And have,
and have a respectful conversation about why we're wrong. And then we'll just not listen to you anyways. No, we're joking. We love you guys. Choose a famous sidekick. Okay. I actually really like these. Okay. So the sidekicks are Robin, Ron Weasley, Batgirl, or Aqualad?
Robin.
Which Robin? You can pick, because like, they're all...
Jason Todd.
All right, that's valid.
My favorite Robin.
Yeah, see, Robin, there's so many you can pick from. But I...
Same thing with, like, Aqualad.
Yeah, I gotta pick Aqualad. Because then he won't outshine me.
There are multiple Robins. There are multiple Batgirl, and there are multiple Aqualads.
Well, I don't want to pick a good superhero, so I'm picking Aqualad so he can never outshine me.
Okay.
Yeah. And the next question is,
yeah.
Choose a Middle-Earth movie. I don't know these that much.
I don't know either.
I'm just going to pick The Hobbit because that's the only one I know. But the question reads, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, The Return of the King, Battle of the Five Armies, and The Two Towers. Last one, never mind.
I'm gonna say The Return of the King.
Yeah.
What's right. your...
Bravest thing you've ever done? These questions. Okay, I'm sorry.
Held Spider.
You're gonna read these ones. I can.
Challenged a teacher. Got an... What?
Ooh, an injection, a needle.
Used the loo after my dad. Challenged a teacher.
I'm picking got an injection. I hate needles. I just don't care enough. If I don't like you, I'm challenging you.
Ooh.
Choose a villain. The Joker, Lex Luthor, Skeletor, or Mr. Burns. That's tough.
Isn't Mr. Burns from, like...
The Simpsons!
Eat my shorts, man!
Yes! I'm Mr. Burns!
I'm gonna say the Joker.
Honestly, between
I'm
all
probably
of these,
gonna get Batman.
I think... See, I'm assuming this is the villain that we're fighting.
Yeah.
Alright, just because we've been getting the same thing since you picked the Joker. I was in between two of them. I was in between Skeletor and the Joker because I love them both. But I actually do think I like Skeletor a little bit more. Bro's just so goofy. So that's good.
Alright, who'd you get? Who'd you pick?
Oh, no, Skeletor? There's one more.
Yeah,
I picked Skeletor.
Okay.
Just so we'd have different
ones. Is this my question that I read or yours?
I'll do it.
Okay.
There's a cat stuck in the tree. What do you do? Shout till someone comes to help.
That's valid if you don't have a ladder.
Try to coax the cat down, climb up and get the cat, or call the fire brigade.
Try and coax the cat down.
Alright, see, my plan is to try to coax the cat down, and then if that doesn't work, climb up and get the cat.
Yeah.
So since you picked that one, I'll pick that.
Okay.
So
what are your favorite snacks?
We're about to, like, actually...
Sweets? Fruits? Chips?
Wait, what?
Why
is your different... Okay, well, this is cool. We got different questions here for the totally random questions.
Brands of crackers.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't even part of the quiz. This is just a sponsored question. We can ignore this.
Oh.
That's why mine was different.
Okay.
Boo-hoo.
Ah!
Sorry.
Choose a layer.
Okay.
Ooh.
I
know which one I'm picking. Would you rather have an underground bunker, a sky palace, a fancy mansion, or a tropical island?
Sky palace.
God, that's mine. I'm not changing it. Because, like, okay. In Minecraft, I used to love
sky palaces. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or like, it was between the Sky Palace and the underground bunker.
How did you get your superpowers? Did you fall in a vat of chemicals? Were you born with them, struck by lightning, or given them by a mysterious wizard? I'm picking born with them, but I didn't get them until like late in.
It's either falling in a vat. Okay, one or two.
Two. I always pick the highest number.
Don't tell that bastard. Actually, yeah, I'll go with my original.
Choose a job to hide your identity.
Business person, one. Janitor, news reporter.
Okay, thank God that was only half a second. I don't know what that was.
That was weird. What happened?
You know, it's not the worst technical difficulty.
You know what? Yeah. Where was I at? I'll repeat it. Choose your job identity.
Choose a job to hide your identity.
Business person?
Janitor.
News reporter or?
Pet shop owner.
I pick pet shop owner. You know I love me animals. And don't you even pick pet shop owner because you have to deal with snakes.
I don't mind snakes.
That's cap.
I don't mind snakes. That's cap. What? I've held snakes multiple times.
Last time we were at Vermont and there was a snake, you freaked out.
That's not true. I held it. I'm trying to think. If I was a janitor, I had to leave to save the world, I would probably get fired.
Yeah, janitor who, like, never mind. I don't want to diss janitors because they are actually very important.
But if I was a janitor and I'm a superhero and I'm a well-known superhero, who's going to think I'm a janitor?
That's really true. Good point. Shout out to janitors because they do, like, the job that nobody wants to do. And they get treated really bad. Yeah. And your first instinct has to be like, oh, a janitor. But, like, come on, they're like the people that do the hardest work. You gotta give them respect.
Yeah, when we're all asleep, they're cleaning.
Yeah, that's... They gotta clean up the nastiest messes. What's the polite word to say this without cursing? Inconsiderate people that don't use the bathroom properly.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm sorry. That's like... I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you already have more...
Okay, which of these super things can you do?
I cannot touch...
Touch your toes with your tongue? No. Touch your hand behind your back?
I can do that.
Stretch your head
and... Scratch your head and rub your tummy.
Scratch your head and rub your tummy?
I can do that, too. I can do that.
And bend your elbow backwards.
I can do all these except touch my nose with my tongue.
You can bend your elbow backwards? Like this, right?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Want a handshake?
Wow, that actually worked. Okay. Backwards handshake. I mean, I'm just going to pick that one, then.
Bend your elbow backwards?
Or, I don't know. I can do all these.
I can do all of them besides...
Since I can do all of them except the one that I touch your nose.
Do we really know
I'm
going to
pick that one. Just because okay. I can do all of them except that one.
I'm going to see scratch your head or rub your tummy. All
right. Oh, good question. You're going to read this one.
What?
Pick a Ninja Turtle, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, or Raphael. I'm going with Raphael.
All right, I'll go with Michelangelo. Or no, wait, Donatello. Yeah, Donatello.
He's the smart one.
Yeah. He canonically has autism.
Yeah, I know.
And so do I.
This is yours.
Choose a super animal. Cobra, shark, lion, or eagle.
Just because you said I didn't like snakes, I'm choosing a cobra.
I gotta pick eagle. I want a flying sidekick. What is what? What?
What? What is your one weakness?
Peanut butter? Bro, that is really just a diss to people that have a peanut allergy. What the heck?
Okay, peanut butter, cats.
Broccoli or sellotape? I don't... Sellotape. I hate
what
tape.
What is that? What's sellotape?
Like, I think that's the two-sided tape. I hate tape. It gets sticky and it gets everywhere.
I'm going to say sellotape too.
Yeah. Pick a boring alias. So if you had to pick... Alright, these are funny. So if you had to pick a fake name, would you pick Pete Denim, Susan D. Paperclip, Michael Bicycle, or Jen Lamp? I gotta go with Michael Bicycle. That just goes so hard.
I'm going with the first one.
What was the first one?
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
What's yours?
I got hands that change size. So like that one chick from My Hero Academia.
I don't like this. I don't like mine.
You already do, bro. You already got that power.
That's cap. I don't like super farts. That's so nasty. Like, that's such
a lame... I know, you got the worst one,
that's
bro.
Such a lame power.
How'd you get that?
Like, that's such a lame power.
But those of you who are just tuning in, this is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM. WGXC, Aker, Catskill, and...
Hudson.
Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
Oh, excuse me, DJ Sean Money.
And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we are a drop-in center. What's that? So, it's pretty much a community center, because we have everything a community center has, like food, toiletries, a place to hang out, TVs, a PlayStation, a place to do your laundry... You know, obviously a bathroom, because it'd be pretty bad if we didn't have one.
Right.
And on top of that, since we are a drop-in center, we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we have trained mental health professionals that you can talk to. Everything stays here. We're totally confidential. And even if you don't want to talk about anything that's bringing you down, we're always here to share victories, too, because community makes everything better. It multiplies the positives and divides the negatives. You feel me?
Bars.
And with that being said, we're going to take another fun, quirky little quiz after a song.
See you later.
I don't feel a single thing. Have the pills done too much? Haven't caught up with my friends in weeks, and now we're out of touch. I've been driving in LA, and the world, it feels too big. Like a floating ball that's bound to break, snap my psyche like a twig. And I just wanna see if you feel the same as me. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life? Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs too cold. A little bit tired of sinking, there's water in my boat. I'm barely breathing, trying to stay afloat, so I got these quick repairs too cold. Guess I'm just broken and broke. The prescription's on its way, with a name I can't pronounce, and the dose I gotta take, boy, I wish that I could count. Cause I just wanna see if this could make me happy. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life? Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive. Cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. Say oh.
in the morning, I'm lying awake. These thoughts in my brain, they come out of play. I'm replaying gumball to keep them away. Deep in the silence, playing the violin. What an anomaly, what is around me? People say I'm quiet most of the time. If only you knew what goes on.
Baby, let's go, 'cause we gon' rock this club. We gon' go all night. We gon'
Hey, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Sean Money. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live on 8.7 FM WGXE Broadcasting, Acre Catskin.
Hudson.
I am DJ Sean Money, your sound engineer, and I am with
DJ Cole, your host. And today, we got a bunch of funny, quirky little quizzes because, you know, Clubhouse, we chill, we vibe, and we thrive.
Quiz.
And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, very quick description, and I'm going to talk very fast. Clubhouse is pretty much a drop-in center, which is a community center, but better because we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we have everything a community center will have, like food, toiletries, TVs, printers, you know, if you need help printing a job application, a laundry machine, all of that. And more, because we are a drop-in center, which means we are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we have trained mental health professionals that you can talk to. And, you know, that's pretty much it. Besides that, you know, we just vibing, we thriving, and we got a great show with the funny quizzes. And we have a few left. Which one are we going to go into?
Oh, it didn't work.
Look at that. Oh, my God. That.
No, that's crazy.
We're going to go into the What's My Spirit Animal quiz.
All right, and this is a little bit of a different website than we've been using. This is Quizoto, Q-U-I-Z-O-T-O, and the quiz name is What's My Spirit Animal. So without any further ado,
okay. Come on to my little shake, I'm sad.
So now we're about to get into this little quiz. Before that...
I like that. I like the first question.
Okay.
Ooh, oh, and it's randomized.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so I'll just do mine.
Okay.
But still.
So are we going to read mine or are we going to read yours?
We're going to read yours.
Okay, okay. What's the first thing? Actually, I don't want this one. I want... Sorry about that. Maybe I'll go with this one. Yeah, it seems to fit the vibe more. Okay. What's the first thing you buy when you win the lottery? Ooh. Oh my God.
I realized
that. A nature reserve.
I was just on the wrong quiz. I'm so smart.
You said what?
I was just on the wrong quiz.
Oh. And they're still randomized. Okay.
So let's do the other one. I apologize.
Okay. Are we reading mine? Are we both going to read mine?
Let's do spiritanimal.info.
So are we doing that one? Are we doing this one?
Let me just double check. Let me check. Yeah, we're going to do the other one. I apologize.
This one? Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Are we just going to read this one together?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the first thing you do when you win the lottery?
When I win the...
A nature reserve, a boat, a new house, a fast car, I plan to invest.
Invest.
Yeah, I'm gonna say invest, right?
Yeah, you can never be too safe.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Where do you feel the most at home? Sorry, on a farm, on a running path, at the beach, your bedroom, the middle of a jungle, exploring, or
surrounded by friends.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's in between surrounded by friends and the jungle. I gotta pick the jungle though.
I'm saying my bedroom. I'm saying my bedroom. So, X one for me.
What?
You see this?
Yeah. What is your dream?
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I didn't know what you said.
What is your dream job? CEO? Investor? I can't really see.
I thought that said inventor.
Oh, it does. I apologize. I couldn't see that well. Here, you want to read them out?
Yeah. CEO, inventor,
politician.
Yeah. Cook. One of my hands, I won't think I'm astronaut, and then what is it?
Environmental.
I'm gonna say cook. Or oh, no, no, I'm gonna say an inventor. What's your preferred method of?
Well, I have this one. I picked 5 feet because I want.
Which one did you pick?
5 feet. But this is what's your preferred method of transportation? By air, with my own 2 feet, I travel to different realms in my mind. Something interesting. We're just gonna go over that. Something interesting, like a jet ski or parkour. By water or an electric car.
I travel different realms in my mind.
I'm sad. I had a favorite question and didn't know what to think.
You said what?
Bazinga. They have a favorite color question. Oh. My favorite color was on there.
What's your leadership style?
I do my own thing.
Hey, that's what I was leaning. I feel like this is me. What do you think? What do you think? What would you say mine is?
Or I can just read these out loud. I work with my team's strength and help with their weaknesses. I'm more of a follower. I like to manage the big picture and trust my team to take care of the details. I do my own thing. I like to lead by example. Let everyone do what makes them happy. I would say you do your own thing.
Yeah, right. Go get your money, son. Protect yourself. Trust nobody. Only your mama knows. This made relationships seem cloudy. Never attached to none. So if you took some what's your best quality?
Oh, I got this one. I'm gonna say adaptable.
What is that?
I said adaptable. Choices. And by the way, if you want to play at home, this is Quizoto. What's your spirit animal? And it's adaptable.
Sorry.
No, you're chilling. Adaptable, hard worker, intellect, leadership, generosity, or endurance.
Say hard worker. What's your favorite color?
Green, see, they of course. Pink. Read all the questions.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Green, I just need orange. To catch up because something I do... A big critique. If you are working at Quizoto and you are listening to this, just make it so it's in the same order for everybody. That way, if you're like taking it with a friend, you could do it together. But it's still a great quiz, and big shout out to them because without it, we wouldn't have this quiz. So, yeah. Just a constructive criticism.
Sorry. Green, orange, sky blue, midnight blue, purple, or yellow. Did you pick purple?
Yeah. Purple.
I don't get. Nice. I feel like they shouldn't have put two blues on there.
I know, right?
That's two just blues,
but they don't got, what's it called? Red.
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
That's crazy. I would have picked red if there was. Pink before that, by the way.
What do you do at a party?
I do not get involved in political.
I don't either.
At a party,
B, hide in the corner if I
make it at all. I definitely don't hide in the corner. Near the snack table. Make sure there's enough food. No, get everyone dancing. Make friends with the wallflowers. Probably in between.
What's a wallflower?
Like the people that aren't as social.
Oh, then yeah.
I gotta say, get everyone dancing because. Not necessarily dancing, but I get my friends to do some dumb stuff in the heat of the moment.
Okay.
Not like I force them, but like, I'm like, guys, watch this. And they're like, oh my God, that's awesome.
That's crazy.
That.
We were talking about Harry Potter earlier.
Yeah, I have this one. I picked Hufflepuff. And you can beat them. What is Dumbstrigan?
I don't know.
See, we're not good enough Harry Potter fans, I guess.
I say Hufflepuff. If you know the Harry Potter's houses, you know the Harry Potter houses.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food? Fast food. Any meal made with love. Big salad. Big sandwich. Ooh. Something sweet. Good steak.
I gotta say a big sandwich. I love me some sandwiches.
Anything made with love.
That's valid too. That would have been my answer if I didn't pick sandwiches.
How long is this? What? Prefer on a farm.
Oh, I just got this one. I picked, what's it called? Berries, but then I read it again and I was like, dang, I should have picked grain. I would want to break some nice homemade bread.
Right? I'm gonna say grain then.
All right, see? Listen, we just got to hook up with each other. Not in that way. Oh, my God.
When do you feel peace?
No, wait, let me elaborate. Let me elaborate on that. See, I got to get the berries, and you got to get, like, the grain, and we got to make, like, a tart pastry.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. I was thinking of it like that.
No, I said that completely wrong. So, anyways.
When do you feel at peace? Which one are you on?
I don't know. It's random. I'm on what superpower you want.
When I'm moving towards my goals, when I have enough for my family and me.
I picked when I'm playing.
When I'm surrounded by science.
When I'm learning something new, when I'm playing, when I'm surrounded by my loved ones. What's the question? When do I feel peace? At peace? When my loved ones get on my nerves.
That's what I would know.
When I have enough for me and my family. What does that mean? Like enough money?
Yeah, like you're in a good financial situation, but not only that, you're spending time with them. You're happy. You're content with what you have when you have everything you want.
I'm saying moving towards my goals.
That's totally valid.
Oh, you were just on this one.
Oh yeah, what superpower do you want? Want me to read them?
Yeah.
Shape shifting, super strength, telepathy, invisibility, the ability to fly and heal others.
See, where is super speed?
Right? See, this was really tough for me because my character in my Dungeons & Dragons campaign canonically can shapeshift. So, like, I want to pick that one. But the ability to heal others is something too strong to just be able to pass away. Think. Everybody in your life can benefit from that.
You could heal anything. You could probably heal arthritis.
Not only arthritis, you can heal certain...
You can make it so that your
like
body...
conditions
that...
where you, like... If somebody's blind,
you could make it so that your body could be at peak physical health all the time.
Okay, not only that.
I'm picking healing.
Yeah, heal others, though. That doesn't say yourself. We're including self, because that's stupid, okay?
Yeah.
If you can touch somebody, you can heal them, and you can touch
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Caught myself that time. see, and you can make contact with yourself.
Anyway, actually, pretty soon we're about to get done with our show. Yeah. We're at 57 minutes. We could end up with this quiz.
Yeah. And then end with a song.
Okay.
And I got the food question. I picked the big sandwich. I love me a sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, amazing. I didn't even have to look on this question.
What?
It was like what spiritual something you're drawn to, but I saw meditation and I clicked it.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, I picked the ability to heal others. I don't even think we'll be able to get done with this. Hold on. What's
your sun sign? See, I don't know.
Pisces.
Yeah.